Good morning. Yesterday we discussed the view of the Chida as to what is the essence of Lag BaOmer as it relates to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. One view is that it's the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away. It's his Yortzeit. It's his Petira. On the other hand, the other view is not that he passed away on this day, but it's the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai started to learn Torah from Rabbi Akiva after the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva passed away. And only on Lag BaOmer did Rabbi Akiva start to reteach the Torah to new students, including the Rashbi, Rabbi Meir, and other significant great Gedolim. So that would be the significance of Lag BaOmer, that it's the reinvigoration, the reteaching of the Torah. So we have an open question then, if the celebration of Lag BaOmer is the first view, that it is the Petira of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, since when do we celebrate somebody passing away? That doesn't seem to make any sense. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Or HaChaim Siman Tav Kuf Pei that we have a tainus, we have a fast day when a tzaddik passes away. So why would Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai be any different, any other tzaddik we would want to fast for? And the Rashbi, we are having a celebration. So we're going to attempt to bring three different explanations as to, even assuming that Lag BaOmer is the day that Rashbi passed away, it's still a day of Simcha. And number one goes as follows. There's the Gemara in Shabbos. It's a very famous Gemara that says that the Caesar, the Caesar, HaRasha, the evil Caesar, wanted to kill Rashbi. And accordingly, that's when the Rashbi fled away to the cave, because he had been teaching Torah and he continued learning Torah, and he was saved. And in fact, he was not killed by the Caesar, and he lived a long life, a natural life, and passed away at the end of his life. And he was Zocha to reveal the Sisrei HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah. So we are celebrating that the Rashbi, it's on his Petira, Lag BaOmer, but we're celebrating that we had him until then, that he did not die decades earlier when the Caesar wanted to kill him. So that would be the Simcha. Indeed, it is the Petira. It is the day he passed away, but it's a celebration that we had in Baruch Hashem for that long. That is number one. Number two, the Sefer Tameh HaMinhagim brings a Gemara in Moed Katan that says, Rochev Aravos, talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as at the top of all of the heavens, Sas v'sameach bevo elav nefesh nakiv tzadik, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Pamalya Shamala, all of the heavenly angels, etc., those that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are all sameach, they have a tremendous simcha, happiness, when a tzaddik, who has a nefesh naki, a pure soul, comes and arrives, he passes away, but he goes up to heaven, to the highest levels in heaven. And accordingly, on Lag BaOmer, which is the Petira of the Rashbi, we have the Yichud Elyon, we have unity up in the heavens, the highest levels of heavens. It's tremendous simcha because the neshama of the Rashbi ascended to the highest level in Shamayim. And accordingly, the whole Pamalya Shamala, all the host above, was invited to have a tremendous simcha. So it's called Hilula, the Hilula de Rashbi, because on that day of his Petira, all of the teachings that he taught, all the mitzvahs that he taught, came alive, and accordingly, because of them, there was this tremendous unity and yichud up in heaven, with everyone being invited to celebrate the great Torah of the Rashbi that he taught during his life. The Zohar Kadosh says that Hilula means that it's like a simcha of a chasen and kala. We have a bride and groom, a chasen and kala, coming together with unity at the wedding. So too, we had that yichud, that unity up above, and it had a tremendous impact below. It had a tremendous influence below as well. So it's not only the celebration above that the Rashbi and his Neshama ascending, but also the impact that it had below with the great illumination from the Torah that he taught coming all together on the day of Lag BaOmer. So that is explanation number two, even if it is the day of the Petira, the passing of Rashbi, why it is a time to celebrate as well. And the third explanation goes like this. The Sefer Tameh HaMinhagim brings a comparison why the Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the 7th of Adar, it's a day of fast, it's a sad day, and the Yom, the day of the passing of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Lag BaOmer, is a day of Mishten Simcha. And the Sefer Tamei HaMenhagim cites the Sefer Hilula Rava, who says that the difference is as follows. Why do we have Avelus? Why are we mourning on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away? We are mourning because he did not have the ability to go into the land of Israel. On that, we are having Avelus. But when it comes to Lag BaOmer, it's a day of Mishten, Simcha, it's a day of celebration. We are excited, we are happy that the Nitzutze Nishmas Moshe, the sparks of the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu that were part of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, so there were sparks, there was a part of the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu that became the Neshama of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, then they went into the land of Israel. So indirectly, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go into the land of Israel through that portion of the Neshama of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who lived in the land of Israel, and accordingly, we are effectively counteracting. We have the Avelus on the Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, but we have the Simcha on the Ptira of the Rashbi, because we see that effectively Moshe Rabbeinu was able to enter into the land of Israel. So there we have it. Three explanations. If we combine the thoughts from yesterday and today, yesterday we had a discussion, is Lag BaOmer really the day that the Rashbi passed away or not? And we saw that there are certainly views, strong views, based on the writings, the more recent writings of the Chidah, before he passed away, the last Sefer of the Chidah that he wrote, that this is not the day that the Rashbi passed away, but rather it is the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai started to learn the Torah from Rabbi Akiva, after Rabbi Akiva started to reteach the Torah after his 24,000 students passed away. But we have the alternative view that Lag BaOmer is the Petira of the Rashbi. And we have the question, so why are we celebrating somebody passing away, especially a great tzaddik? And we now just brought three different explanations. Even if it is the day of the Petira, the Yortzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we do have three different rationales why it would still be a day of celebration. Have a wonderful day.